fumbling is just me moving my microphone into place. Oh my goodness, it's a loud one today. I'm going to turn that down.
A little more noisy.
There we go. Now I got it down.
There you go.
So, let's see. We got... Let's see, Robert's here. Oh yeah, everybody likes Robert. The crowd just goes crazy over that, you know. So, okay, enough of the applause. Okay, everybody, settle down. You're not. That was only 9 people applauding. There wasn't 10 people there.
Nice.
Letting you know, we're social spacing distancing. So
that's good stuff.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Up in the Peace River, we got some tarpon up there, but the big story continues to be big snook from Harbor Heights on up. In the deep bends.
Yeah, a couple of boys were in yesterday buying some big swim baits to go up there to fishing up in Arcadia. And they're catching a few. Not numbers, but big fish. 38 to 42 inches. They're having a good time. But yeah, that's definitely been the kind of exciting piece for up there.
Yeah. No, it's been awesome. Let's see. I never find my mouse anymore. Out of all the things I've missed, I miss my mouse. You know, I've been working with the same screen, the same color, everything for all this time. And... you would think I would... Whoa, look at that. Yeah, hey, that was done. Okay, I-75.
Oh, I got nothing there.
Okay.
Guy went there looking for baby tarpon the other morning and only saw one.
41 Bridge?
Lots of snook. There's been quite a few snook in the mornings and in the evenings. And then the tarpon have been there off and on, daytime and nighttime. A few black drum. And then there's been the Spanish mackerel and a few black tips. And we should actually probably go back up to Peace River too, because they have been getting some black tips and some of those baby bull sharks up there by the Navigator lately. Had several guys coming in buying mullet for that. Mm. I forgot about that.
All right, back up in the Peace River.
Okay. Kind of messed that up a little. But I ordered 2 cases of finger mullet. I emptied the last half a case this morning. They're buying a lot of mullet. Kind of crazy.
Okay, got that in. Going back down. Did the 41 Bridge, Lashley Park.
A couple of small trout, a couple of Spanish mackerel. Other than that, I haven't heard much else. The reports have been super spotty there. A couple of guys have been told they couldn't go out there because there was more than 10 or whatever they're keeping it down to.
Yeah, you can only have 10 people on a pier. And so... I can add that in.
Yeah. But, you know... hey, at least people are getting out there and trying.
Yeah.
Just makes for a bummer of a fishing report sometimes. But like you said best, plan B, C, D, O. Be ready for to change all of it.
Well, none of the piers would have been closed if people weren't so closed-minded. If... they would have just gone up to pier and gone, okay, too many people here, you know, we gotta, this is gonna boing again on you. Told you it would. Okay.
Neat.
But if you went to a pier and you only saw, and you saw it was crowded, if they would have went somewhere else, they wouldn't have been shut down. But
right.
Instead of going from, okay, too many people here, I'll go to the next one, they all just went wherever they wanted to go.
Right. And they're terrible at self-regulating themselves, so they have to rely on someone else to babysit them, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's just, you know, one of those ways it goes. Port Charlotte Beach Canal, or Port Charlotte Canals.
I've been getting quite a few reports of some jacks. Quite a few smaller snook have been around. And there also have been a few tarpon. But the thing I'm still getting mixed pictures of with people bringing in, sandbrim. Been still seeing a handful of sandbrim pictures from various canals. And then, of course, a few guys have been catching some Mayan cichlids back there off, like, the Countryman and O'Hara area. I see them behind the house sometimes underneath the dock, but I've never really caught them. Mangrove snappers seem to beat them to the punch.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how all that works, you know, but the only thing I can tell you is if, you know, they think Mayans are going to overrun the canals, they don't know mangrove snappers and pinfish.
Right. Yeah, they got a challenge there.
Yeah, they're up against some competition there.
Yeah.
Elgerbean, the pier is closed.
The pier is closed.
Okay, I should have known that one. The area around there?
There's been some tarpon and some snook under the bridge there, and there's actually been some really big jacks coming through fairly regularly. The guy showed me a picture of one that, I don't know, I'd put it in the high teens. It was a big, big fish. And then going down towards the mouth, there's been some Spanish mackerel and a few black tips and a couple of smaller cobia. I haven't heard of a legal one there yet, but there should be a few around.
Okay. I guess I can add that in. God darn it. Okay. And South Cove Cove?
Mayan cichlids, and a lot of guys are buying shiners to go over there bass fishing. So I'm assuming they're doing pretty good on them with as many shiners as they're buying. Not seeing many pictures, but half those guys that I've chatted with, Gulf Cove and Rotunda.
Okay. West Wall.
A lot of snook moving down it, especially as you get down to the lower end. And then quite a few decent redfish all along there. I got a text earlier. There was a whole bunch of manatees down there about the halfway point in their usual spot, but there was some cobia swimming around them. He couldn't hook any, but he saw a couple. He said there was a dozen or so manatees all kind of hanging out in a big group. Kind of funny the way they don't follow cow nose rays, but they'll follow manatees and spotted eagle rays and regular southern rays. But I've never ever seen a cobia with the cow nose rays. It's kind of strange.
Okay. Cape Hayes.
Spanish mackerel, some bluefish, and a few trout, some sharks. And then in the afternoon, they seem to be getting a few snook and a few redfish up there along the shoreline in between Muddy Bay and Turtle Bay there. But nothing in the mornings. It's all been kind of that afternoon after the boat traffic has slowed down quite a bit. There are a lot of people are listening to the report and fishing it regularly, or it's just getting fished a lot lately because it's been weird with the reports in the morning over there.
Yeah, it's okay. Going into Bull and Turtle Bay.
Uh-oh.
I feel like Alex Trebek. Bull
right.
And Turtle Bay.
Yeah. What is take your pick of any fish in there? Just about some trout, some redfish, a lot of snook, mangrove snapper have started to move underneath the shacks and in some of those deeper cuts in the mangroves. Some juvenile tarpon back in there in Turtle Bay. And then there's been a couple of pompano that have been being caught right out in front between turtle and bull. Not super consistent, but enough where it's worth taking a peek if you're going through the area to make sure you're watching behind you to see if you skip any.
Okay. Cape Hayes Danger Reef.
Spanish mackerel. And some sharks. Assortment of sharks from little 2-footers all the way up to like 6-7 foot bull sharks and hammers.
Okay, Gospel of Sound.
Well, let's see. Anywhere along the shoreline, you're getting some snapper, lots of snook, redfish. And then if you move out into the deeper flats there, they're getting some tarpon, ladyfish, Spanish mackerel, and a couple varieties of sharks also. That's definitely by far one of the most probably pressured areas, but probably one of the most productive areas right now.
Okay, Gasparilla Pass, Placida, around the trestle.
Around the trestle and the causeway, they're starting to pick up some bigger mangrove snapper and a lot of snook. There has been some tarpon cruising underneath the second bridge, the first one past the toll bridge or swing bridge. And the Spanish mackerel and the tarpon have been from that second bridge out through the pass.
Let's see. Lemon Bay.
I got nothing this week for over in there.
Under the bridge?
Under the bridge has been some Spanish mackerel. There's been a few tarpon and snook during the early mornings and in the evenings. And those are it for the reports there.
Jeez, what the heck? No. Hang on, I gotta. Somewhere or another, I gotta redo this. I don't understand what just happened here. Which is not uncommon.
It's the joys of computers. You're just so amazing with it, and I know you say you don't know much, but geez, what you figure out on that thing and how you do it with trial and error is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Just those secret decoder rings are still needed for the.
Yeah. I didn't say I could type. I didn't say I could do any of this stuff. I said I do it. Doesn't mean I'm capable of doing it. Venice, is that closed?
Yeah. Yeah, they're still closed up there.
Okay. Gulf of Mexico.
I honestly don't have anything. It's been too windy this week. A bunch of guys were going out today, but it's been so blooming windy that I got nothing really that's trustworthy.
Okay.
King should be there. All that stuff should be there, but eh, not gonna make stuff up. Good to hear enough of that all day long.
Oh, God. There's only one of the news channels I can stand to watch, and it's kind of a mix of both. But you could literally record all day and break it down where you can watch the whole thing in about 45 minutes. Because if you see the same person, they're just saying the same thing. And what I don't get about these people is there's a lot of other stuff going on. You don't need every 15 minutes talking about the exact same thing.
Right.
You know? you just scroll through, you see a doctor, somebody looks like a doctor, you listen. But if they're talking about what people think might happen or may happen or what they want, who cares?
Right. Well, they were reaching so bad this morning, they actually had some lady on there about the sea turtle nesting. And it was a pretty dry 45 seconds to a minute conversation about how easy it's going to be to find the sea turtles, because there's no footprints and nobody to bother them, so it should be really good and easy to find them.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, at least it wasn't doom and gloom, but it was just like, wow, you really were reaching for a filler here.
Well, I'm in the shower. I come out of the shower this morning, get ready to go to work. Terry says, you got to go back on that, you know, and get the DVR thing there and go back. And here's a black woman, and her mother are, the mother is racing the woman to the hospital, hits a gas car, hydroplanes the car, crashes the car, and then they can't find the baby, and the police find the baby under the seat.
Really?
She was having a baby.
Oh.
And so she was having a baby, and the mother is rushing this woman to the hospital, probably in her 30s or something like that, but she's literally in labor having the baby. The mother crashes the car. The woman, the cop gets there, and it looked like the woman was almost standing outside the car going, I don't know about my baby, and the cop found the baby under the seat.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. That, did I get it right? Now, you talk about fillers. They could have gone on a while about that, but it was literally, it was a 15-20 second clip with video and everything. And
really?
I was like, that could have been done longer.
Yeah.
That could have been a little more.
That could have been interesting.
Yeah. She was
a little
in
bit
labor,
more of a story
gave
there.
Birth,
yeah.
Got in a car accident, found the baby under the seat. There's a lot of unanswered questions there.
Yeah.
Especially if the mother was standing outside the car. And it almost looked like the mother was standing outside the car. This was, wow.
Well, yeah, wow. Yeah, that's a trip.
So, when you're talking about fillers, there was our fluff filler for the fishing show. Now we're back to the hard-hitting fish news of the day. But I got to admit, that was strange.
That's definitely a little bizarre.
And it was a video clip of her and the talking to the police, and you could see the car and everything and all that. It wasn't like they reported on it. They literally just played a video clip of the woman talking.
Wow. Very strange.
So, I don't even think they would have known how to respond to that. I don't know how to respond to
it. No, I don't know how to either. That's a trip.
So, all I can say is, I'm glad. And the baby's okay. As far as they said, the mother, the baby, everybody was fine. A little weirded out, but fine.
Right? There's a heck of a birthday present. Hey, you're born with a car wreck.
I mean, what a name for the kid. You've got what? Crash and
crash, clutch, brake.
Yeah, I mean. So, anyway, Matt Lachey, what's going on down around there?
Oh, let's see. A lot of good stuff.
Can you fish from the bridge there?
I don't know. Nobody's given me any answer on that, and I went to try to ask Dee the other day, and she disappeared on me when they showed up for their little radio thing, and she...
Oh, they did show up yesterday?
Wednesday.
Okay, so I'll be putting that up this week.
Yeah, she was there, but then it was like all of a sudden she was gone. I'm like, okay, I didn't get a chance to say hello, check on a report.
Yeah,
but
fishy radio's back going again, so...
But they are getting a lot of tarpon down there by the power lines. And quite a few redfish anywhere throughout that whole area with some, not a ton of snook, but some pretty decent snook. With the one guy in here yesterday, he was buying several different types of soft plastics to experiment with because he couldn't catch the tarpon to save his life, but he said they were all over the place and his buddy's catching them all on catfish tails, but he wants to catch them on artificials.
I would say the big version of the DOA... Terrorize. That's what I've been steering people who are having a hard time with the bait buster.
Yeah.
Trying to get them to go to that bigger Terrorize, because the smaller one and that bigger one are the number one tarpon lures in the Keys.
Yeah.
So they've just come from the Keys. So if they're hitting them down there, they ought to hit them here.
Yeah.
Now, the bait buster is the number one, but I think that terrorize is a real good shot.
I sold them the giant 6-inch shrimp and the half-ounce shrimp 3-pack.
Yeah. We've kind of rearranged the store. We've got a wall with nothing but soft plastic hooks on it. We're taking them out of the other side where all the hooks were, bringing them over. So if you're going to be rigging soft plastic, you know, whether it's a wacky rig, a drop shot, a weedless hook, a weighted hook, a spinner hook, whatever it is, if it's for rigging soft plastic, it's over in the room with soft plastics now. So anyway, Pine Island Sound.
That's probably, honestly, the number one spot besides right next to Gasparilla Sound. Snook. A lot of nice big redfish. Lots of Spanish mackerel all along the channels. Lots of sharks. Tarpon are scattered all over throughout that whole area, and from little guys of 20 pounds all the way up to the big 150-pound fish. It's been really, really good down there, and I'm getting reports from St. James City all the way up to basically Boquilla. It's been really good. The wind has milked it up a little bit down there the last couple of days, was one guy was telling me, but he said the fishing is still pretty outstanding. The only thing he's not catching much of is trout, but his buddy was doing really good a couple days before that conversation.
Okay.
I just like sightseeing down there.
Burnt store, 2 pines?
I got nothing. Nobody gave me any report for down there this week.
There's a lot of... It's mostly older people live down there. I'm pretty sure they're hunkered up.
Yeah.
You know, I think the average age there has got to be 70.
I need to start calling Danny a little bit because I know he's been fishing a little bit down there, but I haven't seen him.
East side of the harbor?
Oh, let's see. You got snook and redfish on the inside of the bar with a few oddball trout. But the main thing is guys are looking for the cobia and the tarpon on the outside of the bar along with a handful of sharks that they've been catching. If they're using thread fins, they're catching sharks and tarpon. And then if they're using bait or artificials, they're definitely just doing the tarpon and the cobia thing. But most of the cobia, except for one so far, have been like right at that borderline legal size. One guy got one that was 35 inches. He said he'd been fishing out there for a week straight and caught 3 other ones, and they were all like right to borderline where he felt more comfortable letting them go than trying to push the envelope.
Yeah, it would be nice if they bumped that limit on cobia up to about 46 instead of in the 30s.
Right.
Take it up another 10 inches.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be, actually.
Just like with snook. We should not be allowed to keep a snook under 40 inches.
Mm-mm.
We should not be allowed to keep a cobia under 48. You know, some of these fish, we need to just let them get bigger, period.
Right.
They're more fun, and we're going to catch more of the smaller ones, and more of the ones will breed, and more snook would spawn. They wouldn't get caught in the middle slot area. They'd become full adult multi-generational grandparents by then. So,
oh, absolutely.
You know, there's just no reason to do things because in the 1980s, this was sounded like a good idea.
Yeah. No, I mean, the snook especially, because that would give them at least... Geez, at least 4 breeding seasons minimum.
Oh, way over that.
Their average lifespan is like 10 to 11 years.
No, about 20, 25, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like 20, 25 years. Yeah. I think a 40-inch snook would have to be at least 10 years old. Because they slow down, and once they get up in that 30-inch range, they don't grow so fast after
that.
Once they hit 30 inches, they really slow down a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 14 or 16 inches their first year, and then the second year they're about 18 to 24 inches, I think. And then it's a lot slower after that.
Yeah, a 2-3-year-old snook would be in the slot. But if we could, you know, just, you allow one fish a day, but it's got to be over 40 inches, you know.
Right.
And a lot of people wouldn't even keep them, you know, too much work to clean them. But they're much better eating. I'm not a big fan of the flavor of the smaller snook. Snook don't really taste good until they're, you know, 38 inches or better, in my opinion. And we always used to laugh and say, you know, who can't catch big snook? The people who say little snook tastes better.
Right.
Little snook tastes better. Yeah, you suck. You just don't know how to catch big snook. That's all.
Right.
Okay. Ponce de Leon, we don't know.
Nope. Missed Alligator Creek.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, Alligator Creek.
Jack's, a lot of snook. And been getting some decent mangrove snapper reports in the main creek and over in the Burnt Store Isles. Guys are catching some 12, 13-inch fish off their docks back there. Which is pretty cool. And somebody was saying they saw a school of spade fish going out by the mouth of the Alligator Creek.
PGI 2.
Yeah.
Punta Gorda Isles, back in the canals, Alligator Creek, the spade fish have been actually doing pretty good. I mean, this is the first year I've ever got reports of spade fish back in the canals and the creeks.
Right. That's what surprises me. I mean, I'm used to hearing them out by the markers and over the Alligator Creek Reef. But in the canal system, I mean, I see one once in a blue moon behind the house go cruising by. But it's maybe one a summer.
Yeah, and PGI, the same thing. Which is where we're going now, so I'll just put in the spade fish.
There you go.
And how's the snappers doing there?
Snapper doing really good in there, too. 12, 13, 14-inch fish. And then they've also still been catching some pretty good amounts of big jacks and a few tarpin. Tarpin of thin dotted.
And some of the sheephead.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we got one report on sheep's head back there.
No, I've gotten a couple talking to people fishing around their docks, and they describe sheephead, and then they're describing spadefish.
Right.
And that's how I started hearing about, because they were talking about, oh, I saw all these sheephead, and they're describing them to me. I'm like, that's not sheephead, that's spadefish.
Right.
And I showed them pictures, and they'd be like, yeah, that's it. And other people know it was sheephead. So between the sheephead, the spadefish, a lot of the mangrove snappers around there, of course, but
right.
Really kind of a, you know, strange. This is first year for that.
Right.
Gilcrest Park.
They got nothing.
I'm going to put don't know if open or not. Alligator Creek Reef.
Spanish mackerel. Been a handful of sharks. A few mangrove, a few mangrove snapper, and guys are seeing some of the spade fish there, but not catching any. But Spanish have been scattered all over that whole thing. Guys are trolling up and down it from what I'm hearing. Guys are anchoring up out there, catching them. Good mixed variety of them.
Yeah, I'm just correcting my spelling. Moving on. Deep holes in the harbor?
Tarpon. Definitely lots of tarpon. And then there has been some Spanish mackerel. And a handful of sharks of assorted sizes and flavors. Seems like they kind of move in little waves coming through there. Funny, there's thread fins scattered out there all over the place, and some of them are blitzing on the surface with sharks coming through them, from what I'm being told. And then you go to another school and it's dancing all over the surface, but there's nothing there. Guys aren't seeing anything on their bottom machine. They're not nothing. And then they move down a half a mile and it's Spanish mackerel coming through them.
Well, you wouldn't see the Spanish, they'd be too close to the top.
Well, they're coming out launching through them.
No, the mackerel or the sharks?
The mackerel. Hmm. The mackerel are launching through, but it's like that school has mackerel feeding on it, this school has nothing feeding on it, and then this school has some sharks feeding on it.
Oh, that's cool.
One customer got about a 5-foot bull shark on his thread fin tarpon fishing. He said it ate his thready. He said, I didn't have a Spanish, I didn't catch anything else, it ate my thread fin. I'm like, okay, that's pretty interesting.
The bass are still doing really good.
Yes, they are. Everywhere, too. I mean, tropical Gulf acres, Port Charlotte canals, Northport canals, Inglewood, Rotunda. The guys are just kind of hopscotching all over the place. If, you know, there's one thing about this, whatever social distancing, quarantine, whatever you want to call it, thing going on. But it's gotten these guys to go out and travel to a lot of either their old stomping grounds from when they were little kids or just learning it. Because we've had a lot of guys coming in and we've been showing them the website and saying...
There's been a big uptick on the where to go fishing page of the website. Nobody ever looks at it. And now all of a sudden it's getting a bunch of hits because people we have
I forgot you can look at the numbers on that so yeah
from the store to these different spots and there's freshwater saltwater people are looking for places to go fishing and they never bother they always say well I looked at the website and they have one page or another page they look at but they don't realize how many just massive amounts of different things are on there and when you show them they're like oh my god really I was looking for something like that. Well, it's there.
You just got to look past the first page.
Yeah, you just, you know, all you got to do is, you know, okay, you asked for it, you got her, Toyota. All right. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Got the brush. Got the size. Got the red color. Red dots. Boca Grand Pass.
Boca Grand Pass. All through Pine Island Sound. All the way down to Sanibel. To the causeway. Definitely the 24.
How about Captiva?
They've been in the pass a little bit, but mostly on the inside because it's been a little too lumpy on the outside to get a good report.
I'm just going to put 50-50 in the pass and go back to the reds.
Okay.
All right, 20-foot hole?
Definitely.
Middle hole?
Definitely.
And Pirate Harbor hole?
Yes.
All right. Mack River?
Not much.
Yellow, white?
I'd probably go with white. Same way with that straights down there between 5 and Boca Grand Pass.
Capes, Placida, Gasparilla Pass.
Gasparilla Pass, I'd go with the
Yellow.
That whole area right there, Placida Pier, and that hole through the pass.
Okay.
And then the Tom Adams, same thing.
All right, I'm going to put a couple yellow dots up in the Peace River up there.
Yep.
All right, anywhere else? White dots, yellow dots, red dots, night dots?
The 41 Bridge, El Jobin, and the Sanibel.
What
all
dot?
Not nighttime.
Okay, you got to tell me what, you know, you tell me all these spots, but you don't tell me what I'm supposed to put there, so I can't keep up.
Sorry, it went through my brain and didn't come out my mouth.
Englewood, or El Jobin.
El Jobin.
41.
Mm-hmm. Englewood and Sanibel.
Okay. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, you got to tell me what color dots before you start naming the place off or I get lost.
Yeah. Like I said, my brain said it, but my tongue didn't.
What's today? 16th or 18th?
18th. Thank you.
All right. It'll
be my sister's birthday next weekend. Hey.
Really?
She'll be the same age as me for... 2 weeks. It's pretty funny.
So for 2 weeks, you guys are the same age?
Yep. But I got her a gift certificate at a little restaurant. You know, I was like thinking about getting her like some kind of cheesy gift card online or some crap. And I'm like, you know what? People are calling here wanting to buy gift cards for us. Support the small businesses. She took me to a restaurant when I was out there visiting her. And they were a really, really cool place. Actually, the place where I got you that whiskey.
Really?
Yeah. So I called them up, and they've had some... They're closed for a regular business, but they're doing takeout stuff, so they've had some really...
Do you know the name of the place?
Ben... I don't know. I got it. Ben Venendito or something like that. I have to look it up at the house.
What town is it in?
Gilbert.
It's in Gilbert, Arizona.
Yeah.
And if somebody's looking to get a gift certificate, it's Benedito's, Benedetto's.
I don't know. It's a,
something like that.
Yeah. Actually, let's see. She texted me their thing the other day. But either way, I called them up and got her a gift certificate. It's like, support the small business and make them happy. It makes my sister happy. It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
And they were pretty happy about it.
So, and that's what we're asking people to do. We're fine. You know, we don't need you to buy gift certificates from us. We're doing okay. It's all right. I mean, if you want a gift certificate for a friend or something like that, yeah, absolutely. Call us. We'll send you one, or you can go on the website and buy one or whatever you want. But, you know, if you've got somebody around your area in your neighborhood who, you know, needs the money, we're doing okay. We're not getting rich, but we're paying the bills. The payroll's paid, the light bill, all the stuff is paid. Even a couple weeks where I got a paycheck. So,
hey,
you know, just, you know, look down the street and see who needs it and give it to them. We appreciate it, but I didn't apply for the government loan stuff because we knew the money was going to run out. We knew they were going to have problems getting it through because they tried to get the first one through and a bunch of stuff got added to it. Now this one they're trying to get through and they want to add a bunch more stuff to it. And it's like, really? You know, I wish somebody back, you know, in the 1700s or 1800s had made a law for Congress, state, national, everything. You can only put one thing on a bill. One thing at a time. You can't put
one
three,
item per
five,
bill.
Six, ten things. Okay, well, you can do that, but only if you allow me to do this. It's all crap. It should be just one item on a time that should be on the next voting cycle that Congress can only, whether it's a state or a federal, only introduce one thing on a new law, a new bill, a new action, one thing at a time.
Right.
Nothing unrelated to that. Period.
Oh, it's funny how they put some of that stuff in there. It's totally unrelated. It's like, this bill's all about solar power. Then you read it, and it's about garbage dumps, too.
Yeah.
This like,
is,
what?
This
how
is
does
nothing
that make any
to do
sense?
With Republican, Democrat, Independent. They all do it, and they should all be arrested. We should literally jail 90% of the Congress, Republican and Democrat, because most of them have no clue what they're doing or why they're doing it, except they're getting paid. And we're seeing this more and more, how China's paying all these people.
Well, they know why they're doing it, but that's because
they're getting paid. I mean, look what goes on in Florida. I mean, if you're part of this industry, you get all these special perks because they hire the lobbyists to pay the lawmakers to make things go their way.
Right.
We see it all the time here. And it's every state is that way. The federal government's that way. You know, that's, to me, that's one of the most obscene things. Term limits for, no one should be allowed to be in public office for more than 12 years. Because let's face it, you get into Congress or a senator or whatever, you have no idea what the hell you're doing. It's going to take you a couple years to figure it out. If you had a 12-year run and then you had to go get a real job.
I think 4 years. I think
no,
4 years,
it takes,
just like the president. I mean, they give the president 4 years and he's got to run the whole country.
Well, I would.
They got to run a state.
Like,
you know.
You know, it literally, it takes a while to figure that stuff out. Most of these people ain't that bright. Let's face it. They all spent so much time in school. They're all educated beyond their intelligence. You know, most of them just ain't smart enough to catch on that quick.
Right.
That's why I'm going to give them a little more time just so they can, you know, catch on. But then they should, they get like you know, 2 years to go find a job. And after that, your money, your insurance, all is gone. If you're not doing it for public service, you're doing it to get rich or so you don't ever have to work again. Well, I spent, you know, 4 years in Congress. I never have to work again. I'm going to run for frickin' Congress.
Right.
You know, vote me in next time. You know, I can use the money. I ain't going to do nothing. You know, I promise I won't hurt anything because I'm not going to do a damn thing. But, hey, at least I won't cause any trouble. Fish and Frank for Congress. I need a retirement plan.
Right.
this shop ain't going to get it. So, anyway, let's see.
It's just in on the news.
Yeah. Maybe you can end up like...
Where'd this guy come from?
Somebody from San Francisco. Where you... Hundreds of millions of dollars because you got paid $100,000 a year job.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how that works. How do all these people do? Supposedly they got no money, no anything, but they fly in private planes and they run around, they got houses everywhere, and all of a sudden they never have to work again.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Right.
Yeah, this is a good idea. Fish and Frank for Congress. I'll do it. Senate, Congress, either one. You get retirement from both of them. I need the money.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So, I'm really good at doing nothing and getting paid for it. All right. Let's see. Anything else?
Nothing I can think of.
All right. I guess that's about it. I was trying to think if there was anything. We had some amazing fishing for a while. And it was literally spectacular. As good as I have ever seen it. Better than the... way better than the beginning of the 70s. What I heard about in the late 70s, it was really good. About equal, maybe a little better than now. The early 90s was absolutely catastrophic. Terrible, worst fishing we ever had here. The 80s was good. And the 80s was some of the best fishing. And then right around 99, 2000, we had another real spurt. And we're back in that point right now where we've got a ton of fish, but we need stable weather for it to happen.
Right.
Every time you see a front go through, it's going to slow it down a little bit. And we've had front after front. And who would have thought they got snow up north?
Right? How crazy is that?
Stay up there and enjoy it this time. We don't need anybody traveling state to state. I bought a motorhome. I would love to go traveling. But I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to be that person. You know, I could literally take time off right now, go out, take the RV, go see the country. What kind of jerk would I be to do that? Stay put for a little while. It's not going to be much longer. And then come to Florida, and I'm going to go up and see your states. So you can come down here and see ours. I'm going to go up there and see yours. And this will all happen pretty soon. Just not quite yet. But soon come, man.
Right.
Soon come, as they say in the island. For right now, dig a hole, man. Hurricane a coming. Dig a hole. So, all right. Fish and Frank here. Oh, yes. See, even the crowd likes me a little bit. I don't think they like me as much as you. So, anyway, we can tell by the music in the background and the ill-played guitar. So, while Frank's playing the guitar, I'm going to stand here and say, we've done it in 43 minutes, Robert, even with the extra BS.
Really?
Well, we don't have a lot of place to talk about. It's closed,
true.
And I skipped over Salver.
Yeah, we had to skip over some areas.
All right. Next week, say goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert, next week.
Okay, honey. All right. This is my life. This is the way it goes.
Sucker.
Yeah, I get it. So, all right. There's my applause. Okay, thank you, all nine people. Bye.